Throughout this lecture series, we've been looking at how different creatures have evolved in order to withstand the extreme conditions of the environment that they live in. We're going to continue this train of thought today by looking at the beluga whale, which is native to Arctic and subarctic regions. Here's a picture of it so that you can recognize the creature that I'm talking about. It grows to around 20 feet long, and it weighs something in the region of 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. And one of the first adaptations that we notice is its all-white color, which serves to camouflage it in the icy environment, protecting it from predators such as polar bears and killer whales. As with most of the other polar animal species, beluga whales store most of their body fat as a thick layer of blubber just beneath their skin. This blubber accounts for up to 40% of the whale's total body weight. It protects the animal from extreme cold and doubles up as an energy reserve, which they will utilize in times of emergency. The beluga has another internal way of using its own body heat efficiently. Its arteries in the flippers and flukes are surrounded by veins. Does anyone want to guess why the arteries surrounded by veins can help keep the beluga whale warm?
Well, I think when the heat passes through these arteries, it is transferred to the blood inside the veins, rather than being lost to the environment. And that, I think, helps the beluga whale keep warm.
That's correct. In addition, the beluga whale slows down its heart rate while diving. A beluga whale's heartbeat slows from about 100 beats per minute to 15 to 20 beats per minute. And this is crucial while deep sea diving. While diving, the oxygen flow in its body is altered. Oxygen is shunted away from those organs which are tolerant of low oxygen levels and is diverted towards those organs which require it the most, like the heart, lungs, and brain. At the same time, the oxygen-binding protein myoglobin ensures that problems like muscle oxygen deficiency are kept at bay. Having said that, the beluga doesn't dive very deeply. It is seldom seen at depths lower than 20 meters. Although on rare occasions they've been spotted below 100 meters. Now, let's look at another characteristic of the beluga whale, the absence of a dorsal fin. The dorsal fin, with its large surface area, allows too much heat to escape. In fact, we don't see a dorsal fin in any of the three Arctic whales or the Arctic dolphin. Instead of the dorsal fin, they have a rough ridge along their backs, which is believed to be all that remains of it.
Would the absence of a dorsal fin affect a beluga whale's movement?
You might think that the lack of a dorsal fin might make the beluga less agile, but that is not the case at all. In fact, belugas are surprisingly agile. They have surprisingly good maneuvering skills. For example, they can actually swim backwards just as well as they can swim forwards. More importantly, they can even swim with ease in shallow water. This is important because river estuaries and shallow coastal areas are often warmer than the open seas, and so this maneuverability means that they can stay alive in warmer waters. Another physical feature that allows beluga whales to survive in the deep waters of the Arctic is the blowhole. The whale breathes in through this opening, holds its breath while underwater, and then exhales just when it nears the surface by opening this blowhole. Finally, let's talk about its large forehead, which is often referred to as a melon. This melon-shaped forehead is filled with oil, and the oil facilitates echolocation, which helps the whale to monitor its surroundings, which is particularly important for a creature that has to navigate its way under ice sheet and find gaps in the ice where it can breathe. How this works is that the beluga whales produce sound waves which travel through the water, bounce against objects in its surroundings, and return to its forehead. The time required for these sound waves to travel is calculated, and the location of that object is tracked. The other, less significant use of the melon is to show facial expression. The whale can change the amount of oil in the forehead, therefore making different faces.